Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now the latest in our series of candidate interviews for the special election to fill the late Frank Lautenberg's Senate seat. Today, former Bogota Mayor Steve Lonergan. He served as mayor of Bogota in Bergen County from 1995 to 2007, and up until last week, headed up New Jersey's chapter of the conservative advocacy group Americans for Prosperity. He was also a candidate for governor in 2005 and 2009 in the Republican primaries, lost to Christie in 2009. Steve Lonergan, welcome back to WNYC. Thank you very much for coming on.
Good to be with you, Brian. Thanks.
And because it's so relevant to the work that you've been doing in the last few years, let me make the transition from our interview with Attorney General Schneiderman. You were head of the New Jersey chapter of the conservative advocacy group Americans for Prosperity, AFP, made up of two separate entities, one of which is a tax-exempt 501c4 group, which is does not have to reveal its donors. I wonder for you as a Senate candidate what your position is on whether you think it is right to have that kind of a structure. Obviously, the New York State Attorney General thinks it's wrong.
Well, it's a 501c3 educational part that is tax exempt. The 501c4 is not tax exempt. I was employed by the 501c3, which is a foundation in our focus with education, educating the public on economic policy issues such as cap and trade, the Obama health care plan, the Dodd-Frank bill, et cetera. The 501c4 arm advocates for or against policy issues but does not engage in elections. I happen to think it's an important part of our society to have a mechanism where donors do not have been given to things they care about without being afraid of retribution from government, which is something the founders of this country understood, and that is government is, as Patrick Henry put, a necessary evil. Cannot always be our best friends, as some Tea Party groups or news reporters are learning after the DOJ and intrusion into their privacy.
How do you balance that potential threat, though, with the interest that the general public has in the right to know who's putting money into election campaigns?
Well, like Benjamin Franklin said, anybody who gives up liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. I don't know if you need to balance it at all. I happen to think, and I believe in freedom of speech. And when you require donors who are giving to issues that are controversial, that may anger other people, for example, you may have somebody who is a Democrat but is very much opposed to the Obama health care plan, and that big Democrat may want to donate to the effort to oppose, but is afraid of possible retribution. There are also businesses or business owners who want to give to issues that are important to them, but they are afraid of retribution. I cannot tell you how often, Brian, as a candidate, donors have said to me, I don't want my name on your report. I'm afraid they're going to go after me. I'm afraid it's the IRS or somebody else is going to, especially if you're in Hudson County, New Jersey, for example.
So
if you're caught giving money to a Republican, maybe your garbage doesn't get picked up. So, you know, you're saying, oh, people need to have a right to know. Well, yeah, at what expense, though?
So
when you're putting your neck on the line.
So let me switch issues. And if you're interested in liberty over security, because otherwise you have neither, how do you feel about the NSA thing that's being revealed? Should they be allowed to do the kind of surveillance via data collection that they're doing, in your opinion?
And this is why I'm running for the United States Senate, Brian. My campaign for the U.S. Senate and what is going to be the most high-profile race in the country come October 16th is about our constitutional rights. My entire campaign is focused on the fact that under Barack Obama, and even actually leading up to Barack Obama, the growth of government, the expansion of the intrusion of government, whether it's the health care bill, which intrudes into our health care decisions, the cap and trade bill, which really manages our energy policies, the Dodd-Frank bill, which is a far-reaching effort to control our entire financial industry by the government, to the NSA issue and the IRS issue. These are all what I would call a stealth assault on our fundamental constitutional rights by a government that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's not so stealthy, by the way, to those of us out there who pay careful attention. So this election in October, my goal is to bring focus on the Constitution, and the core principles of this nation and exactly what's happening under this administration. And what is remarkable about the election, the way it has been set up by Governor Christie, is that this will be a standalone special election in New Jersey, which we have not seen in my lifetime. So it'll be allows it to be an entire discussion over these issues with nothing else interfering. There's no governor's race, freeholder race, assembly race to cloud the voters' minds. They can focus on the issues. Now, my opposition is one of the four Democrats currently vying for the party's nomination, as you know, Cory Booker and Frank Pallone and others. And I don't really care which of the four of those are elected because they're all exactly the same. They're all going to stand up for the same thing. They're all, in essence, rubber stamps for Obama's policies. And they're all going to have to be apologists or excuse makers for the IRS scandal, the DOJ scandal, the NSA's expansion of power. So you can look forward, Brian, to a very dynamic campaign the next 16 weeks.
On the standalone election, what's your stance on Governor Christie's calling this for October with the primary in August, rather than simply holding it on Election Day in November? The move is projected to cost New Jersey taxpayers more than $20 million, and critics of the governor say he's only doing this out of self-interest to keep a likely large Democratic turnout in the Senate race off of his reelection day.
Well, it would be the Democrats' self-interest to take advantage of the passing of Frank Lautenberg to put this on Election Day and drive more of their Democrat turnout. So it's a matter of whose self-interest you're focused on. The $20 million in course of this election is nothing compared to the amount of money I will save the taxpayers of New Jersey and the country when I become a U.S. senator. So I think it's an investment with a great return. One of my big issues, by the way, is that New Jersey is a forced unionization state. We're compelled to use union labor for the delivery of these machines. If we were a right-to-work state and could go out to the private sector, we could cut that $20 million in half. So I'm thrilled with the governor's decision. I think it's a remarkable opportunity for me to get out there with the Democrat candidate, go head-to-head on these issues, draw a clear line in the sand. I'm a conservative, they're liberals, period. Now let's have it out. Let's debate these issues with nothing else involving. So the Democrats hate that idea. What they want to do is they want to wrap everything up and all the other local issues, like I said, so we don't have to have a head-to-head debate. I spent the last 7 years of my life at Americans for Prosperity Foundation learning about these national issues, these federal issues, their economic impact, their nuances. I'm probably one of the lead experts in the country on the Dodd-Frank bill and its impact on our society. I'm ready to go into debate tonight. I don't need debate prep. I don't need briefings. I know these issues. I think that scares the Democrats. So this is a unique opportunity in New Jersey.
First, though, you'll have to get the Republican nomination on primary day, and you'll be facing one opponent, Dr. Alita Eck. She came to prominence in some conservative circles with her anti-Obamacare activism. She's an MD, very, very opposed to Obamacare, and was involved with a group that she characterized as kind of a conservative AMA. How would you differentiate yourself from Dr. Eck?
Well, Dr. Eck and I agree 100% in opposing Obamacare. She is she's with me on that. And on the other issues, I understand she's still learning about them to understand where she stands. Nobody really knows. But we'll have debates over that, I suppose. And that's it. I mean, it is what it is. There's always going to be some nominal candidate. But I've succeeded, Brian, in galvanizing the Tea Party movement, conservatives. I actually have Republican establishment support from county chairmen and party lines across the state of New Jersey, which is unique. So this is one of those rare moments where we actually have the establishment Republicans, the conservative base, the Tea Party activists, pro-life Republicans, non-pro-life Republicans, pro-Second Amendment Republicans, non-pro-Second Amendment. Everybody's together on one team, and we're committed to winning, and actually winning the first Republican Senate seat in New Jersey in 42 years.
And it would be hard, and we have 60 seconds left, but the pundits say that's why some of the big names in New Jersey who are considered more electable than you because they're less far to the right, Tom Kaine Jr., Joe Quillos, that they chose not to run in this election because the chance of beating a Democrat is so slim. What do you say?
Brian, both Tom Kaine Quillos and both Tom Kaine Jr. and Joe Quillos are good guys, but they've both had their shot and they've lost. So the moderate approach has not worked. So now we're going to take a different approach. We're going to give voters a very clear decision to make. Are we going to take the conservative path towards individual liberty, or are we going to continue down this sort of liberal path, which means bigger government, more regulations, and higher taxes?
All right. Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Steve Lonergan. The primary is August 13th. The general special election is in October, and we look forward to talking to you as the campaign continues. Mayor Lonergan, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Mayer on WNYC.